Well, to that point, you know, we got Ronnie McCurry right here who has 1 foot. Yeah.
I already have that name.
And you know, when you really, even though Dell comes from more of a traditional sound, Dell is a rebel as big as it gets. I mean, you think about the things he did with Phish in the 90s and other groups that he's worked with over the years. And Dell and Ronnie have always had 1 foot in tradition, 1 foot in the future. And you think about what Ronnie's done recently, if I'm correct, you were with Sturgill?
No.
You weren't with Sturgill.
No.
But you were with Tyler
yeah,
Childers?
Tyler, yeah.
And you think about when you have, well, I guess to that, though, you have people like Sturgill Simpson, one of the biggest names in country music, doing 2 bluegrass albums. And then you have Bella Flex, My Bluegrass Heart. And then you have Tyler Childers diving down that rabbit hole. What do you see right now as someone that's not only come up through there? I mean, you also knew Jerry Garcia. And you think about what Del McCurry Band has done and also just where you're at with the Traveling McCurrys. You guys do the Grateful Ball, so you're, you know, taking another step out and pushing things further. Yeah. If you want to grab that mic right here.
Here you go.
I won't grab it.
So what's your perspective here, Ronnie? What do you see out there?
Well, I mean, what I see, you know, I think we just do what we do, you know, and the people that come to the show, it's incredible that we can do it for a living, but... But let's say with Billy and Molly, I think they're the finest 2 examples of the modern bluegrass chapter, right? They're the 2 that are leading it. I just saw Billy in Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena. 2 nights sold out. I mean, it was 40,000 people, I guess. And, you know, I just went to watch it, you know, and because I hadn't really seen his show in a long time. Billy used to open for us solo, just, you know,
well,
$200 a night or whatever it was.
I saw my Del Fest several years ago. He was at Del Fest with String Cheese jumping up on stage, too. And
yeah.
You guys and
yeah. I mean, he, you know, Molly Tunnel, Golden Highway, and Billy String's band are so talented. And they're just great players, and they put everything into it, and you know, and they're great singers. Billy's a great singer. Molly's a great singer. They're great writers. They're writing their own stuff, and I listened to his show, you know, and because like I said, I hadn't really seen his show. I knew that he exploded through the pandemic. To me, I mean it, because. You know, it was before he was growing so much, but it really kind of blew up during the pandemic, and I really hadn't seen the show since that point. So I went down there, and you know, to hear him sing songs that I've heard all my life, you know, and my dad probably heard all his life. Yet the people out there. Whether or not they know it's, maybe it's from his pen, they think, but it doesn't matter. It's soul-touching music, you know. And I came away, and he even sung in the arena. He sung an a cappella song, you know, and that's really hard to do and capture everybody. They were quiet. They were listening to this guy. I turned around, and there's kids, and there's people my father's age behind me. You know, and one guy said, that sounds like an old Irish ballad, you know, and it's something I heard Ralph Stanley sing, you know. But they're the future, you know, and I don't know, I mean.
Well, it's pretty amazing when you go to a show like Bridgestone. There's, you know, I live in Asheville, North Carolina, and he does 3-night runs at 8,000 a night, 24,000 tickets in a small market. That's a medium market.
Yeah.
And he goes there every year, and there he is up on stage. And I'm almost 40, and most of the crowd's 30 and under. And he's name-checking Doc Watson. And I'm just sitting there going, this is unbelievable. to see the name Doc Watson get yelled out into an audience. And I just hope that it's like little seeds that get planted in people's heads, same way that the Dead were a seed in my head, and then Old and Away was a seed in my head. And yeah. Same thing with Del McCurry Band and the Traveling McCurries. I mean, that is just carrying it on all the way through.
Yeah. Well, you know, Billy's playing music. Molly's playing music that they learned from their fathers. I'm playing music I learned from my father, you know. And it's just a generational thing that keeps going. You know?
Are you seeing any growth in your audience from this? Is there a byproduct of this at all? Or?
I don't know yet. I really don't know yet. I mean, of course, he and my father have recorded a song together, and I wrote a song that he plays on his shows quite a bit with him, and he mentions our name. I mean, a lot of these people, I went to the show. Of course, it's Nashville, and I'm walking around, and I'm, hey, Highway Hypnosis, you gonna do that tonight, Ronnie? You know, it's a song I wrote with him, and I was just there to watch the show. I said, no, I'm hanging, you know. And but maybe it will. Maybe it'll happen because he does name check people. You know, he had Sam Bush there. You know, one night he had Brian Sutton there. One night he had Bela Fleck, and he's very kind about that kind of stuff. He's and I've known him so long. He hasn't changed.
Yeah.
You know, thank goodness he hasn't changed, and he could easily because he's.
Well, the common denominator with all the rebels of bluegrass, whether it's Jimmy Martin, the Osborne Brothers, Sam, John Cowan, or Sierra, and then Alison Krauss, and now Billy, Molly, the common denominator is respect for the music.
Yeah.
No matter what they do, they still respect the foundation of what it is, and it's always been a launching pad for these bands, yourself included.
There's a reason. They're talented. Every one of those people are so talented, you know, and when they sing, it just, it strikes people. You know.